But here, I'm recording again.
Oh, no, it doesn't count now. That is cool.
Yay.
Oh. Yay. I like the call and response thing. But now it just feels contrived. Hello.
Yeah. Ding dong. Hello.
Hello, pizza.
That's hilarious, the pizza. I didn't order one.
Yes, you did.
Wrong answer. I did not.
This is Chinese food.
Aha! This must be laughter. Hey, everybody, welcome to Play This Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Carl Sardella, and with me back this week is Mr. Jason Cross.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We haven't been in the same room or same podcast, I should say, for a long time.
Yeah. Well, there was all the holiday break and stuff, and then there was being sick and all kinds of goodness.
So. And then there was us failing to do a podcast at CES.
Yes.
Which I apologized last week for, so sorry about that, guys.
We were just busy making videos and stuff.
We did a lot of articles and videos, yeah. So I hope you enjoyed those. Today, though, for our comeback special, I guess, is Armando Rodriguez.
Hey, Carlos.
Hi.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You work here at Tech Hive, the Tech Hive offices, as it were, and you do some articles and stuff, and sometimes I get you on video.
Yeah, sometimes.
What is the best thing you're playing this week?
I'm playing a lot of handheld stuff, but Adventure Time. Hey, Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage?
I love that game. I mentioned it last episode. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's funny. Adventure Time. You watch Adventure Time, Jason?
I've started recently, and I just started with back episodes and saw.
It's kind of.
I was like, oh man, there's a whole lot of Adventure Time. And then I realized they're like 15-minute episodes.
Yeah,
like,
so you can ingest a bunch of little ones at once.
Yeah. And without commercials, it's like 12 minutes each or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, this is really.
You'll finish a series in like 4 hours or something.
Yeah, so it wasn't so bad. So I basically burned through, I think, the first season.
Yeah, I went through the first season.
16 episodes or something like that.
It's trippy. And you can only take so much at once, though. Like, you're like, okay, you know what? I got to take an Adventure Time break. Because it's like so crazy.
Absolutely.
You need a break. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that game a little bit later. Also, we have a few other things we want to talk about on the show. Jason Cross.
We're going to talk about some of the new shows that are coming on and whether or not you can stream them and what's going on with that.
Yep.
And other movies. You wanted to talk about Aziz Ansari's. Is that Aziz Ansari?
Yeah, you said it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dangerously Delicious.
Yeah, it's old comedy special, but he made it available for $5 like a Louis C.K. kind of thing.
Did you work with him on it?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just his own thing. And a lot of comedians are doing this kind of thing where they'll put up their old special, they're touring for the new special, and they'll give it away. Not give it away. You pay for it online, digital. But I'll tell you about it later. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that and the Star Talk Live, which is their live video show, because they've had a podcast called Star Talk forever.
Yeah, he's had a podcast for a long time. Yeah.
So there's that, and let's see. And you wanted to talk about Assassin's Creed 3?
Just a little bit, that I went back to it, just for a second.
But let's start off with Armando playing handheld games like Pokemon.
Yeah, because I'm excited to talk about Adventure Time game for 3DS.
Yeah, or it's also on the it's also on the regular DS.
Okay, so it's on DS, and it's the same game.
It's the same game minus like
minus 3D.
The 3D bit. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. But the 3D is okay. I just got the XL. We talked about that, the parallax scrolling, essentially the old school parallax scrolling, is what it is, and it's really beautiful.
Oh no, yeah, the XL is better for 3D than the regular 3DS, just because the screen's bigger. You don't have to be like within the 2-inch window that it is.
Exactly.
And so you can actually use it outside
because
it's big enough to use.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've been playing a lot of handheld games, and it's weird to me because I am one of those people who doesn't like playing handheld games out on the go. I like playing them at home near a charger, and I don't...
That's like hanging out in bed.
Yeah, just hanging out in bed playing it because I don't want to wake anyone else up.
So what about Adventure Time, though? How far are you in the game?
What kind of game is the Adventure Time game?
The Adventure Time game is a side-scrolling action adventure game. It's like the closest thing I can think of is the old Dragon Ball Z games on the Game Boy Advance where you're a little
that's
character.
Not helping me at all.
Yeah,
I don't know what
I'm trying to figure
it's
out.
It's a side scrolling game, but like, do you level up or gain new powers or
level
arts or
up by doing quests and like finding stars and you'll increase attributes? Okay, so I guess a better thing would be a Link to
Zelda 2
and
totally
2.
It's Link 2 essentially.
Or what was the one I used to play on the Sega Master System all the time?
I don't know.
I wasn't with you when you played.
I know.
The
we weren't present.
I can't remember what it was. It was so good.
It's definitely like it's not as hard. It's like Link 2 is tough.
It's
and this
super
is
easy.
Super easy.
But that style
of
game. Okay. Yep.
Right. And you have like items and the touchscreen is basically just a giant backpack menu. And you're running around. You're fighting characters from the show. You're having an adventure, basically. And
adventure time.
And the music's really great, actually. I sat there and listened to the entire theme. Song.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. And there's like a little bit of audio, like those little mermaid girls that laugh and stuff.
Yeah.
The sound is really good. The visuals look great. And it's definitely basically season one.
Right.
Like it's taking all the jokes. If you watch season one, it's taking a lot of those same jokes and recycling them.
Is the idea that they're going to do more games that are further, basically all the stuff from further seasons? Or was this game basically just made after they had finished season one?
No,
this is a newer game. It just came out, but...
It's been in the works for, I think, the last year or so.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's taking off. I think it's supposed to take place between season one and two. I'm not that far into it. Carlos is like way farther into it than
75%.
I am. 75%. Yeah.
I took it on a train ride, that's why. But in general, I think we're both recommending it. Especially because there's not many great DS games or 3DS games.
What? There's tons of great DS games.
Tons. Tons is a strong word.
Yeah.
There's tons. I play way more 3DS games than you.
Well, let's talk about one other 3DS game you've been playing, and which is kind of an old school one, right? It came out last year. Pokemon Black and White 2?
Yeah, Pokemon Black and White 2 isn't actually a 3DS game. It's a DS game.
It's a DS game. Old school.
Yeah, no, it's the last DS game of the Pokemon series. And it came out in November, I want to say. It's the sequel to Black and White. I'm playing White 2, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because it's the first direct sequel that Pokemon's ever done. They've never really done that before. And it's more story-driven than the other games. But there's no new Pokemon. It's just kind of...
I already caught them all.
Yeah, so you probably caught them all.
Were you ever a Pokemon guy, Jason?
Oh, I was, but I got tired. I feel like every time they release Pokemon, it's the same game. It's got the same structure and the same. They just add new Pokemon, but it's got the same structure and slightly improved graphics. And they never fix my problems with it, which is like the combat's really slow. I just want like instant tech speed or something like that.
Yeah.
And they never change the structure of the game to where I think it's always meant to be an MMO. Like that's what Pokemon's about.
Mm.
Like even back on the original Game Boy, it's about you go out in this world and you find other like trainers and you battle them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just want to do that in multiplayer. And instead they keep adding their online component as this like separate thing where you go into a building and you look in the like Poke World connect thing and try and find a person. I don't want to do that. I want to go around an MMO and see a little guy walking around, and that's a guy playing online somewhere else, and I go up to him and I say, hey man, you want to battle or you want to trade? And then I do that.
I'll help you out there. Wii U will definitely be doing that, because Wii U basically this is a whole other discussion, but my brother has it. I got it for him for Christmas, and that network, that online network,
the Miiverse is
limited, and it's, you know, closed off for a reason, but at the same time it works really, really well. So I think with MMO type experiences, they could do a really good job of that in the future.
Yeah, and they have all that stuff about leaving notes in games.
Oh yeah, it already works like, kind of. So
again, perfect for Pokemon, where you go into an area and there's like this patch of grass, and you'll see a note from your friend saying like, "You can catch this kind of Pokemon here." Like that's where I want it to go. And I'm every time I play a new Pokemon, I'm like, "Yay, it's Pokemon!" And then about 2 hours in, I just feel like I'm grinding.
Yeah.
And it's boring, and I can't do it.
So counterpoint, Armando, why do you enjoy it right now then?
I like grinding. I don't know. It's one RPG things that I always like to kill time by doing. And it's really an easy game, just pick up and go. Nintendo, while we were all at CES doing CES stuff, announced Pokemon X and Pokemon Y for the 3DS, which is supposed to come out in October for everyone. And that's supposed to be that's exciting because it's, you know, you're going to be able to use 3DS stuff like Spot Pass and things like that. And maybe that could also be, you know, with the Wii U, some multiplayer stuff, MMO, crazy stuff.
Let's go back and Jason and I will go back and look at it, because I'm in the same way, in the same boat. Like, I don't want to grind right now. If I want to grind, I want to grind to an ending of a game.
Yeah.
Right, like a really big, like in-depth RPG. I will
Persona
grind for that.
Or would be the
or something where the moment-to-moment gameplay is like more engaging. Like Borderlands 2, like from one moment to the next, I'm engrossed in a shooter where I have to pay attention to like my, you know, reflexes and actions. That's exciting to me. Grinding something that's just like slowly going through, like the slow combat of Pokemon and stuff like that gets boring to me.
So those are some games to check out, though. If you do like Pokemon, Black and White 2 came out last year, so it's still a grinding,
still around, yeah,
fun time.
It's Pokemon.
And then
it's
look
Pokemon.
Forward to October, Wii U, maybe might get some Pokemon action.
Maybe.
Cross.
Maybe.
We don't know. We're not.
I don't know.
You heard it here first, people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We're skeptical, but we're also.
Christmas 2013.
Yeah. I just, you know, my handhelds collect dust.
I know.
I play my phone. With me, and there for all the like experiences that I want to have on that in that short form or whatever, like on the bus or whatever, like that. They just have enough of them. They're so much cheaper.
Well,
like,
let's have this discussion cheaper. Right now, then, before we get into other topics, because we were talking about this, so, Armando and I.
We were talking about this before we came in here. And the reason I don't like playing my handhelds out on the go, like the commute would be a perfect time. My commute's an hour long.
This is a hilarious answer, but right. Go ahead.
Yes. No. My commute's an hour long, and it's just the whole thing of I'm afraid someone's going to steal like my phone if I'm out there just playing with it.
Right.
And
is that a real concern for people?
It is in like cities, and it's like iPhone thefts have gone on the rise.
It is, but you gotta pay attention. You gotta like don't hold it in one hand out in front. Like
does anyone want
to?
A DS? I just have it here.
I mean, right. I hold it in both hands and pay attention to, like, somebody. But I've never had a...
My argument is that I think if... It's just like a lot of other things. If we, like... You know, if we give into that fear, though, right? Then and we all put them away, then no one has them out, right? Like, if you start...
Everyone has them out. Like,
right.
Everybody on that bus. Every single person on that bus is looking at their phone.
Right. Exactly, right? But I'm saying that, like, if... Like, bring out your 3DS, so I'm saying, people. Because then if you do... Because I was on the BART the other day, and I saw someone with it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I should bring mine. Like, I won't be, like, you know, afraid or whatever, or, like, or weary or whatever it is. But I'm going to get my 3DS and bring it, so...
Except the battery only lasts 3 hours, so you have to charge it once you get here to the office.
Well, that's a bigger discussion, but we can get into it later.
Yeah, but I just... I mean, lately I just don't find that the handheld games for my DS or PSP or something like that are worth the value anymore. Like, what they're charging versus what I get out of them, both in the terms of their, you know, production value, like graphics and sound and art quality and all that stuff, and just how fun the games are, doesn't match up with the $5 or less game I'm getting on my mobile device.
It's just buttons, though. Buttons are really still
buttons,
a big deal for me.
Buttons are still need buttons.
Yeah. Certain things do. Certain things really do. Like but there are games that don't.
That's kind of why I'm excited about Project Shield, because it's phone, but with buttons and all these other things. Except, it's going to cost so much.
It's going to cost so much.
It's got trigger buttons, though.
It does have trigger
buttons.
Let's
skip over to TV real quick, and we'll come back to maybe that if we want to. TV, Jason, a lot of new shows are starting finally.
Right, so Portlandia is back on.
Which is so good.
Oh, so good.
I'm not a big fan.
You are officially
You just don't know what's funny.
Off the podcast.
Awesome. What?
Hit the button where he's off the podcast. What's that button?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's hilarious, and they just did this great PSA about nerds.
Being about real
nerds versus like the fake nerds who just pretend to be fake. And I'm just the cute nerd girl.
I'm a cute nerd girl. Yeah, you don't need to see Portlandia or even like it to like this PSA.
Yeah,
everybody should watch it.
Put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the YouTube. Carlos stole my computer.
I did.
I put it
on needed our, it for notes.
I put it on our Tech Hive Tumblr. We have a Tech Hive Tumblr, by the way.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yep. It's cool.
It's Tumblr.
Oh.
It's techhive.tumblr.com.
We need to get me. I want to log in so I can post things. Too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
All the animated gifs.
It's in the thing. It's in the list of our logins.
Okay. So techhive.tumblr.com.
Yep.
Yep.
And go there, and we'll post things. Right now, I'm basically mostly posting stories and a couple of other interesting things. But I want to put some. I want it to be a place where we put sort of behind the scenes stuff that's going on around the office.
Gifs.
So all your stuff.
And gifs.
Yeah. Gifts. Well, we'll make
but we should
gifts
we should do gifts in the
things.
Office.
Well, that's what I mean. We'll make gifts of things people are doing around in the office.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
Pictures and stuff like that, and share that. So it's going to be our behind the scenes place.
Cinemagram to make
and
gifts of everything.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah. Cinemagram or just making gifts with gift making programs. Anyways, so there's that, and I put a embed of their PSA YouTube on there.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's really funny, and you can get that one on Hulu Plus. Portlandia is on Hulu Plus.
Yep. Weirdly enough, old episodes and the old seasons of Portlandia is on Netflix as well.
Yeah, because they came out on DVDs.
On DVD, yeah.
And so now they've got them. Yeah. So Archer started up too, which is
I love
which
me
is
some great. Archer.
Also hilarious.
Archer is good.
Yeah. But I'm so mad. That used to be on Hulu Plus. Now, no more. Not even back episodes.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Some clips that are just like marketing things. And there's nowhere else you can legitimately watch it online. You can get a season pass on iTunes to download the episodes.
But that's like $40.
Oh, $32.
And it's on Xbox now. I remember I was on my Xbox, on Xbox.
It's one of the little ads on the...
It was one of the little ads, and I clicked on it. I was like, get a... Whatever it is.
$3 an episode or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no way.
No, forget it.
So maybe I'll get it some other way.
Maybe
so,
Netflix will eventually put it up. Because they have the old seasons.
Again, whenever it comes out on DVD, they've got
We shouldn't have
seven
to wait for that.
No.
I mean, there are full-length feature films, one of which I'll talk about later today, that will go up when it's in the theater. Yeah. So you can't say this TV show has to wait for a DVD to go out. So it's stupid.
Yeah.
If it's not out there, I'm saying, Carlos is saying it's okay to get it any other else way you can. That's what Carlos is saying. Now, I know Tech Hive doesn't support Carlos' statements all the time, but I'm saying... If you can't get it anywhere else, then get
it. If you won't sell it to me legitimately,
then I guess I'll have to get it from my friend who's in
the FBI
in Uruguay.
Carlos's door.
My address is.
Yeah.
Boss Burgers, though. Boss Burgers is great, and it's back. And it's also Eugene Merman who does Archer, one of the voices.
Right.
I think it's on their list.
Well, and John Benjamin, and that was the funniest thing, is the first episode of the new season of Archer is. Archer is brainwashed or whatever. He's got some brain trauma where he thinks he's Bob from Bob's Burgers. It starts off, he's at Bob's Burgers. It's all in the Archer animation style.
Oh, my goodness. See, I haven't seen it yet.
It's all in the Archer animation style.
No, you're ruining it.
But he's Bob from Bob's Burgers, and they have his wife and his kids and all that stuff.
No way they did that.
In the Archer style, and then, these Russian guys.
Are you sure that wasn't, a fever dream?
No, these Russian guys bust in, and he, kills them all because he's really
Archer. Oh, my goodness, I have to go home and watch
it. It's amazing.
I'm going to watch it, yeah.
I'm not a huge Bob Burgers fan, although it has gotten better. But because I saw it in the beginning, it wasn't that funny, and it's funnier now.
It's really good. Yeah, the writing's really good.
Bob's Burgers got better.
But the first episode of Archer is just amazing. The new season.
Wait, so what? Did you just bought it then on iTunes or something? You watched it on the television?
I TiVo'd it like a normal person.
Like a normal person on television.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? TiVo?
Yes, the TiVos.
I mentioned last week that Justified started back up. I love Justified. If you've never seen it,
I've never seen it. Tell me about it.
Well, the short version is it's kind of like a modern day cowboy, and he goes back to his hometown. And he he's a U.S. Marshal.
Okay.
But there's a lot of small nickel and dime kind of crime going on. And he just kind of lays down the law and stuff. Hmm. But he's from, the guy from Deadwood. What's his butt? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Oliphant.
Timothy
Oliphant.
Timothy Oliphant.
Whatever.
Yes. Oliphant.
Gosh damn it.
Timothy Oliphant.
Please,
yeah,
I hope he never hears this podcast.
He's just great.
Yeah. No, he's amazing.
All the time.
And he just makes that whole show. But it's a great – season one and season two are where are they now? I think they're also Netflix, I believe.
I have to look that up. Go to canistream.it.
Canistream.it and you'll know. But anyway, season four has started.
Okay.
And it's really good. But again, not very many places online to get it.
Yeah.
You got to go to television.
Right.
We were looking
for a movie, 1 Hour Photo. Have you seen 1 Hour Photo?
Yeah, Robin Williams, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I haven't because I was like, 1 Hour, Robin Williams, I don't know.
So it's really, really good. He plays this really creepy guy who works in this is from 2002 or something.
Yeah.
So he works in a photo mat back when people got film developed, a 1 Hour Photo mat. And that's his whole life. He has no friends or family or anything, and this is all he does is work really hard on making people's pictures look really great. And he gets obsessed with this one family that he kind of thinks is perfect. And then he finds out they're not, and it kind of shatters his world, and it gets really creepy.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
It's totally creepy.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. And I had seen it a while back. My girlfriend's like, oh, my friend was telling me about this. We should watch it. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen that. That's great. And then I couldn't find it anywhere. You can buy or rent it. There's no streaming. There's no Netflix, no, Hulu Plus, nothing.
When you say rent, you mean rent digitally or no?
Rent digitally.
Yeah, you can. Okay.
Yep.
Go to your
for
local
like,
Redbox.
For like $3 or $4 or something. Why is that not available for streaming?
It's 2002?
10-year-old movie.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
What that is, again, we have this discussion. We've had it a couple of times.
It's licensing garbage.
It's a licensing garbage that literally those contracts were written up in 2002 that said 10 years in perpetuity or, crazy things.
Yeah.
15 years from now,
it
can't
be digital.
People will
still be developing their photos 10 years from now.
Yeah, that's the weird part. That there's a window of opportunity on that movie.
Because in
5 years, nobody who watches it's going to know what film is.
Yeah. Let's have a special upcoming where we bring on a few people from I don't know, we can get some Hulu people or some Netflix people.
I would
like,
love to.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just have a big talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you have this movie?
What's the roadblock?
We won't just, like, berate them.
We'll bring a list. We'll open up Can I Stream It? And we'll just have a list and we'll go, like, here's
just one by one.
One by one.
All right, we're in the bees now.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would love to have someone from Hulu or Netflix on, even if maybe we can get them Skype in or something like that, just to go... You know, break down for us. I mean, because I know that they want to have this stuff.
No, obviously. They do. Yeah. I know Jason does. I mean, oh my goodness. Jason's from Hulu, Jason Kyler.
Right. Yeah.
And he has always been fighting to have more and more and more content. So.
Sure.
Well, they have the Critteron collection.
Criterion,
yeah. The Critter collection.
I can't speak
which
right
is
now.
So something else.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a bunch of movies about little
great
animals.
Great stuff in the Criterion collection.
Man, and there's okay stuff in the Critter collection.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Aziz for a minute if we can. Because,
yeah. Direct sales.
Aziz Ansari. So you guys probably know him from Park and Rec.
Yep.
If you watch that show. And his character is pretty annoying on that show. And it's supposed to be.
He was annoying in Scrubs too.
Yeah. I think he's played some annoying characters.
Yeah.
His stand-up's really damn good. And I gave him another shot because I had seen something and I thought it was pretty funny. And then I saw this new special. And
I like him on Parks and Rec. I like that character.
Well, then you would really like his special.
Sometimes. I mean, he's supposed to be obnoxious. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah. 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 And he actually has characters in his stand-up. He just plays like separately, like leaves the stage, comes back as the annoying character.
Okay.
You know, like throwing dollar bills all around. So he can do that really well. But he's actually a pretty timid and kind of chill, normal guy because he was on Pete Holmes' podcast called You Made It Weird, which if you haven't heard about that, you should listen to it.
Okay.
It's where he brings on – it's like kind of a Marc Maron thing where he brings on comedians and talks for like 2 hours. And they get to like the bottom of stuff. You know, like they really talk about everything, like, you know, life, God, religion, everything.
Huh.
Well, God and religion is the same thing. Yeah, you know, everything. And so I heard him on there and I was like, man, you know what? Aziz Ansari. Yeah. I'm going to give that brother another chance.
Yeah.
And then he has a special on Netflix. So it's free, right?
It was just put on there like recently.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Showing up.
And then that's funny. It was perfect timing. I finished the podcast, listened to that on Netflix, and then I went to his website and he had a $5 special.
You gave him $5.
I gave him $5. And here's the cool thing I want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about. And all their comedians should follow in Aziz's footsteps as well as Louis C.K.'s footsteps.
Yep.
For $5, I got the digital download, okay? I could stream it. I could download HD, or I could download SD, because SD is quicker sometimes, you know, with your connection.
Sure. And if you're just going to put it on your phone or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I had 5 downloads of each, you know, and then there was a download for extra stuff. And I'm like, this guy's doing it right.
Yeah.
Or his company he worked with, you know?
Right.
And the extra stuff was a bunch of photos from the tour and a couple Word documents. One of the Word documents was like favorite restaurants on tour. And he literally broke it down and in his own words, typed out like places to go.
That's awesome.
And then the receipt actually said like, "Yo, son, I just got your money, sucker." You know, like funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great experience, especially for $5.
Yeah, and it's not. I mean, that stuff isn't expensive to make.
No.
The distribution's practically nothing. That's the point. Is that guys like him and Louis C.K. are like, I don't need a distributor to send this stuff out and print it on discs and do all this other stuff and then lock it up behind all these rights that I don't like and then take their 40 or 50% or more and all this other stuff. It's like there are solutions out there, turnkey solutions out there. I can work with somebody for much cheaper and get it out and you can and charge you a reasonable price and give you all this stuff that's good. And I hope they're really successful in this and make a lot of other
people
do. It's like a humble indie bundle, but not really.
Right. It's a humble comedian
bundle.
Well,
it doesn't have the charity angle and all that stuff, but yeah. Right. That's what they should do. The comedians should get together. Once we get a, you know, 5 or 6 of these guys.
Bundle.
Yeah, do a bundle. Yeah. Like the
Ooh,
humble bundles.
You heard it here first
things.
On Play This that Podcast. Be, yeah. That's a good idea.
They did the books, they did the music, they did the games.
I'll email somebody. We'll see if somebody
the
can
humble
do
comedy
that.
Bundle.
That's a good idea.
Speaking of a good place to get comedy, that's one of the best reasons to have like Spotify or something like that. Any of these subscription music services where you can actually find tracks as opposed to you know, Pandora, which just sends you things. Comedy albums.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I haven't really searched for many
look
in there.
For some.
Well, there's a lot in these things, first of all. And second of all, they're unlike music where you listen to them like over and over and over and over. Comedy albums aren't something that I'm going to listen to track 3 five times today.
Shuffle it up.
They don't work that way, right? I mean, they're kind of like listen to once every year something. Yeah, whatever. So they're really good for these services where you're not buying the music, but you can go find them. You can just find all these comedy albums.
Yeah.
And they're like Spotify and stuff are full of them. And that's a blast.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Just turn the shuffle off and just spend an hour listening to a comedy album. It's great.
I wonder if they have Steve Martin. Remember that one? There's a really great Steve Martin record.
They have. They have some of his music stuff, and they have a couple comedy albums on.
Cool. Oh yeah, that's right. You talked about that during our podcast. Yeah. Yep. All right, let's do a couple other things. Speaking of music, I want to mention Dave Grohl, drummer of Nirvana and also Foo Fighters, and also Queens of Stone Age, and also a million other things.
He's everyone's drummer.
And is also a really good guitarist and singer.
I think he does the drums when they are in the studio for Tenacious D.
Oh really?
He doesn't tour with them, but I think he's their he's their studio drummer.
He did this other thing called Eagles of Death Metal, I think. Or was that it? Gosh, I'm gonna get that wrong. Anyways, Vultures, Crooked Vultures, Crooked Vultures for like a second.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
So he made a new documentary on Sound City, which is a recording studio, famous recording studio where a bunch of old bands.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just buy.soundcitymovie.com. So buy.soundcity, and it comes out February 1st in theaters, and again. Also on VOD demand.
Awesome.
So you can just pay for it and download it. I plan to do that as soon as it comes out. So when you hear this podcast, it'll be out in a few days after that. So
Maybe already. I forget what. Or maybe what already. Day.
We don't know when you listen to this podcast. You could listen to this podcast like 12 years from now, but please don't do that. I'm excited to
hear about the awesome new Pokemon game.
Yeah. What?
Well, Pokemon still a thing. So yeah, Dave Grohl's documentary. It came out of nowhere, and I was like, "Oh, everybody should check that out."
Yeah.
Who likes music?
I hate music.
If you don't like music, then
I'm not.
I've met a person though that was like, "I don't care for music." What?
Like to listen to nature.
Yes. I like to listen to air.
There's got to be a kind of music you enjoy.
I know, right? The last couple I was going to mention is Star Talk Live.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I enjoy the astronomies.
The astronomy and the physics.
The
sciences.
And the I don't know. What's that meme where he's like this and he's like, watch out, everybody.
Oh, we got a badass over here.
Yeah.
I didn't see that meme.
You throw your hands up behind you.
I'm so like behind on memes. Yeah.
He's like, whoa, look out.
I still don't know it.
I'm leaning away from Mike.
Yeah.
He's showing me the meme and I still don't know.
I know.
He did a deal with Chris at Nerdist. And so now they have this special that they do a live show and they bring on comedians as well as scientists or other people to talk about science. But then like there's funny stuff because Eugene Merman's there and Paul Tompkins and
he and Eugene
Schall.
Merman do the Star Talk Radio
together
audio podcast together.
Yeah,
and they always have like a guest on, and sometimes it's a funny person. It's usually a sciencey person or something.
Yeah,
like
and now they just kind of like blew it up to a bigger show, and it's live on the Nerdist YouTube channel.
Yeah,
so check that out.
That's worth checking out.
Yeah, it's sometimes when it works, it's really good because the comedians know when to chime in and it's funny, like they're making fun of science.
Right.
And sometimes it's just like science talking and then there's some comedy. And you're like, it feels kind of really separate. Yeah, like
they really don't know what the
what the balance is yet.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? Where to bring in on that.
That's the main things I had. What you wanted to talk about you were gonna say Temple Run too, but
I've been playing
Armando.
Playing Temple Run. Yeah, no, I played the first Temple Run, and Phil, who's the news guy, actually made it a point to try to beat my high score, and he failed.
Oh.
Take that, Phil.
Smackdown.
No, he did beat it, and then I doubled my score by like twice, and he's just like,
That's just like when we were playing Super Hexagon.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. And then I got this great score, and I'm like, ha, they'll never. And then an
Carlos
hour later.
Beats everyone.
I think
like,
I would do that well in that because I was so mad in the beginning.
You're beating me by 2 seconds
hard.
Still, and I'm like, I'm going to beat it. And then I just never heard back.
I haven't picked it back up.
So Temple Run 2?
Yeah, Temple Run 2 came out, what was it, last week?
That was a weird launch.
It was no one knew it was coming, and they're just like, "It's here."
It was one of the biggest games, and it's kind of the big daddy of the infinite running genre and stuff like that. Temple Run, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh yeah!" And tomorrow Temple Run 2 is coming out, and everyone's
just like, "What?"
It's kind of like, "Oh yeah, Call of Duty 5 is coming out tomorrow."
Yeah,
what?
Well, okay,
there was no
not that big of a deal, but
it was
in the mobile world.
It got downloaded like 20 million times, or over 20 million times.
Yeah,
is the special sauce of that of the endless runner? By the way, that everyone seems like all human beings seem to like
free.
Well, the free is one thing, but endless runners do seem to be like, if you look at the top 10, like endless runners is a big deal.
I don't know. My favorite endless runner
it's the right sort of, time frame and stuff like that. Uses the phone well, doesn't need buttons.
Yeah,
just turn it off and stop in the middle. Yeah. I don't know. My favorite one is still the Rayman jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Run. That's my favorite
that's a good
one. It adds more than just like you're jumping, swiping.
Yeah.
But this temple run's kind of interesting because you can ride carts now and
And there's little zip lines.
There's zip lines and riding carts.
And there's one big
nice
monkey.
Upgrades.
There's a bigger monkeys is the big deal.
That's the bigger
deal. You were on with Amber, Leah
on App Invasion.
App Invasion. You should check that out.
Talking about that and Hundreds, which was the other cool game that I'm still playing.
Which after I produced that segment and then I immediately went and downloaded that app.
And you're still playing
I'm still playing Hundreds. I love it.
It's great. It's really
so
hard
sexy
after a
and
while,
smooth.
Though.
Yeah. It's for iOS, tablet, and phone.
They're really embracing, just like, what's the word game? Letterpress. They really embrace that new sort of very flat design aesthetic where everything is nothing's got like shadow or anything like that. Everything's just like on a plane and it's flat.
When I think of that, though, I just think of like Windows Phone 8 and how it kind of looks flat already. And so
The Metro, not called Metro anymore,
this
design.
It's called Metro.
Thing.
No one cares. Yeah. This is called Metro.
That's totally that design aesthetic that just things are flat and fonts are like large and within
it's better than
the boxes
like the bubbly
like
buttons and the fake leather and all the other crap that was
rounded corners with borders around stuff.
I'd rather
and
have
have borders rectangles. All that stuff.
And incidentally, the people who made Hundreds made, like we mentioned,
Cannibal
and, which is an endless runner.
What else did they make? They made something else that's
pretty good.
Things closed. They made a bunch of that dev team makes a lot of good games, but Hundreds is
Hundreds
is
quality stuff, and you should get it.
Yeah, it's hard, and I nearly broke my iPad playing it because I just got frustrated with it.
I've been playing it on my
iPhone. You were about to break it in half? Or
well, it was just like, why?
You're pressing.
I
think it's better on iPad because I've been playing on iPhone, and there's quite a few puzzles where it's like too close together.
Oh, you can't. No, yeah, no. Immediately, Leah showed me, and I tried it on the phone. My huge monster thumbs were like, no, you can't play it here.
Your thumb takes up like half the screen.
Yeah, you have to play on the iPad.
I'm sitting there like pressing with my fingertips.
And everything.
And have you guys figured out any of those word puzzles? There's like word puzzles.
I kept saying to myself, "Oh, I'll come back to this. I'll just play one more regular thing," and then I never came back.
I couldn't figure out how they were activated, and I thought that it was like if you try saying the words, it will like switch over the letters. So I was like,
"No, you just drag them around."
Talking.
I was yelling at my iPad for a
bit. Talking to your iPad.
I was trying to yell at my iPad.
That would be awesome if that worked.
I know.
It kind of some letters switched around. And I was like, maybe it's working.
No, that was not enough sleep. Is what that was.
Probably,
but you. A 3DS could do that.
Yeah.
3DS, you can talk to.
I
mean, it's just a software thing.
Right.
Same thing.
But I mean, the 3DS, DS has actually been building that kind of stuff into their games. Like, you know, maybe the blow on the thing.
That's just making the mic.
Right. It's just
I know. By the way, two things. One, there was a game old school. I can't remember what it was, but it was, I think it was one of those eShop games. Where there's an old school game on purpose. It was trying to be like an 8-bit game, and you actually had a blow on the 3DS or the DS, I think, to like blow off the cartridge.
Right.
Was Dark Void did that.
Yeah, that was it. It was Dark Void, the 8-bit game.
Yeah.
And also, I want to mention that the eShop is getting really good.
And the eShop is, it's getting a bunch of indie stuff. Being really, really, really friendly towards the indie guys.
Okay.
Like more so than Microsoft has because there's that whole Fez debacle.
Yeah,
don't
get me
started. And Sony's kind of doing their thing, but I mean, the Vita has Super Crate Boy, Super Crate Box.
But is it as cheap as it is to get on my phone? And is it with me everywhere like my phone is?
Well, because I don't know. Do you carry your DS with you?
I know that. Again, going back to the buttons, though, I was on a long train ride. I downloaded this little, I forgot what it was, this little blob. Like you just go along the, or no, a little ball you roll around. It looks like Limbo, basically, like Limbo aesthetics.
I think I know what game you're talking about, but I can't remember.
No. It's a brand new indie game.
Okay.
Anyways, it came out.
It'll be in the show notes.
It was $4.99. We'll put in the show notes. $4.99, and it was fun, aesthetic, beautiful. Again, 3D, so it was like raining and really nice. Yeah. And it was $5. I immediately bought it, just like I would immediately buy an iPad game.
Yeah,
so.
The eShop has some really there's 99-cent games there.
We need a best of the eShop thing.
Yeah, we should.
We need to do it. We need to make a list.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's just underreported, like just in general.
That's what I'm saying. We need a little article where we go through all of it and go, here's the best.
I will buy all those games for science and work.
Yeah, for science.
That is, I think, going to do it. I do want to mention a friend of mine who I met at CES, a good cameraman, also producer and director, and actor, which makes him sound very fancy, Nick Rydell. Him and his brother, Chris, do a YouTube channel called youtube.com/brothersrydell.
Like
go watch it. It's funny. They're ridiculous. And I'm trying to give them a little bit of love.
Okay.
They're hilarious. And we're going to do a skit together at some point. So yours truly will be doing funny things with the brothers.
Nice.
I think I'll use that voice.
Yeah. Why not?
It's not like this. That's going to do it. Armando, where are you on the internet?
What do you mean? Where am I on the internet?
I mean, like, if someone wanted to talk to you, where could they go?
On TechHive. I'm there.
That's it?
I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, where are you on Twitter?
I'm at MegaPenguinX on Twitter, which will be in the show notes too.
By the way, that's a good Twitter name.
MegaPenguinX.
I have the most complicated Twitter name.
So much better than SuperPenguinX.
Yeah.
It's kind of better than JasonCross00.
It is. It's a lot less obvious. For sure.
I think I just like making fun of that each time. I don't know why. It's not that. I mean, it's just, it's what it was available.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason, wait, where's the original? Have we contacted Jason Cross?
I don't know.
You should get a hold of him.
I mean, it's like that with everything. It's a common enough first and last name that I often don't get.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I somehow have that Gmail.
Do you?
Wow.
Because I actually got
Now you just gave it out on the internet.
I just gave it on the internet.
Anybody could, it's Gmail. It'll go my spam filter. I don't
That's
care.
Right.
No, it's because I was in on beta.
That's
the reason. Gmail beta. Yeah.
Wait, I was too. I should have just picked my name. Damn it.
Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, well.
Anyways, and you're at Onawa.
Onawa.
I still don't know how to say it. So
It's okay. And also just carlosrodella.com if you want to go there.
It's true. That'll have all your stuff. We've got some cool people coming up on the show. We should let people know.
Yeah, I mean,
listen to future episodes.
Veronica's going to come back, Belmont. Nice. Adam Sessler's coming in a couple weeks,
basically,
I think.
We're from Revision 3.
Yeah, pretty much going to open the doors of Revision 3, and they're all just going to come over. Good friends over there. And then also Adolfo from Nerdstalker, who's a really old school tech journalist guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of seen everything when it comes to tech journalism. So I thought we'd bring him on and see what digital things he wanted to talk about. And I think I want to get somebody from Justin TV because I used to work with them. And I think it'd be fun to talk about a streaming discussion about streaming, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Live streaming stuff. Yeah. So that's some of them.
And
there's
we're
going to
work on getting some Hulu or Netflix guy.
So we're going to rate them and be like,
and say, just, hey, man, what's going on?
We should make Netflix and Hulu.
Why? Why would we make
them? We'll put them on either side of the table.
They're our friends.
And battle.
Battle.
No, but I really do think that
we should make them fight cable guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
Jeez. And now, Johnny's here from Comcast.
That's right. Hey, guys, I heard you. What? Get him.
It just got awkward. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. And next episode, we don't know who's going to be on, but someone great will be on. And
it'll
that's
be
it.
YouTube, probably.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.